Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming up.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
And if he's playing good, I expect those guys next to him to be locked in as well. I'm not done yet. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I just was going to ask the comment you made about trying to show you like you care a little bit more. Did it look, obviously you cared last week, but did you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying? What do you mean? How do you take that?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
A little bit of Aaron Rodgers after the game on Monday, so watch the game, enjoy the game, listen to the press conferences, see if there's anything, you know, for talking points, and you want to hear what they say anyway. And Rodgers is up there doing whatever. And I got to be honest, as we bring in Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, it's how I started the show after the win, because I just, whatever he does, like Rodgers, it ruins my enjoyment of watching him play when he does like this Joker performance art as if he's like doing inside jokes for so, like, do you enjoy covering him, I guess, is what I'm asking, because I'm getting annoyed with him.
I really do. I feel like, sometimes, just to be honest, that I'm in the minority of people that really dig Aaron Rodgers' personality, but I dig it. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, yeah, if you say the words, I dig it, then you seem to jive right along with this freak weirdo.
Does that mean that I annoy you too, Bart?
No, I'm kind of surprised. Well, you know, as a writer, I mean, yeah, Rodgers is great. This dude is complicated.
He is great, yeah.
You never know what's happening with this guy. My problems with Rodgers, he always acts like he's three steps ahead of everybody when he's like right where we all are. Or he's always acting like there's something mysterious that we don't know, or like he's trying too hard to make it seem like he doesn't care when he totally cares. Like, I'm mad about the last 2 weeks for the bigger issue. I'm picking on his press conference, but I'm mad about the last 2 weeks. I'm mad about last week losing to the Saints and then just being like, oh, whatever, just 1 week. And then you win this week and it's like, this will shut up the trolls, but it's still 1 week. I'm mad that, you know, they treated the first game like a preseason game. Why is that okay? Why you lost a football game and they're not going to get penalized for it because the NFC North is worse than ever. So it's not going to matter to you that you were allowed to do it. I just think I'm mad. I'm mad at the whole thing. That's where I'm at.
You're pretty angry for a guy who just saw the Packers win 35-17 last night.
Oh, listeners are letting me have it, too. Because everybody wanted to, you know. I've talked about all the good stuff. But dude, they're gonna go to San Francisco and lose. We're gonna be 1-2.
Likely. I'll agree with you on that. And you know, Pittsburgh the week after is no cupcake either. Look, I don't think that we really know what this team is going to be yet. I don't think that we're going to know in September. And I don't think that this was ever about September for this team. I don't think they looked at this as wanting to play their best football in September. I mean, they sure aren't. But last night they did against the Lions what they should do against a bad team, which was, granted, after a slow start, they beat them up pretty good in the second half. Aaron Rodgers had 5 incompletions and 4 touchdown passes. Pretty good. Granted, one of those touchdown passes was basically a run on one of those jet passes to Aaron Jones, but he said it last night. He played with much better timing, and he did play with much better timing than he did against the Saints, and that's everything for Aaron Rodgers, especially at this point in his career. If he's on time, he's accurate. He's accurate. He's deadly, and that's what he was last night. As far as the way that Aaron Rodgers carries himself, look, I've got no problem with confidence if you can back it up. It's the people in this world that have that kind of confidence and can't back it up, and there's plenty of them.
Me!
That really irritate me. Aaron Rodgers, he knows who he is, and he acts like it, and as long as he backs it up, I personally don't have a problem with that.
Well, I just want to set the record straight. I don't have a problem with you at all. You're like the one guy up there I actually like, so.
Oh, I appreciate you too, Bart.
Packers get the.
I think we just had a moment here.
Yeah, if we were like together in a room, we might have like touched hands or something. That was nice.
Fist bump.
Yeah, fist bump would be good. I was thinking of like, okay, whatever. The Packers win. The offense. I'm gonna give. So as like, I am trashing Rodgers on the press conference stuff. I am praising him for the way that he played. Obviously, no duh. You just laid out his stats. He was great. The Robert Tonyan touchdown looked like the Greg Jennings touchdown in Super Bowl 45, which was his best game ever. And then also, the Lions clearly were going to try to run a certain defense against them, the same that the Saints ran. And all Rodgers had to do to win that game was be patient, and he could take a shot when it unveiled itself. And when it unveiled himself, it took a shot. He got Devontae third down and long, single coverage. He took the shot. He had some shots to MVS. You know, he's kicking himself that he missed those. But he was patient. He let Aaron Jones do a lot of the work. He found, you know, Bobby Tonyan when he needed to. He worked Randall Cobb into it. I think that last night on offense was a good example of, you know, what we thought this team could look like when LaFleur was first hired. How are you going to meld LaFleur's offense and their strategies with what Rodgers can do? I can't say enough about the offense last night.
It was the offense that they had last year, almost all of last year, unless they were playing the team from Tampa. This was the offense that led the league in scoring last year, and as great as Aaron Rodgers was, and as great as Devontae Adams was, 8 catches, 121 yards, had the 50-yard bomb, it was all about the running game. And it's just, it's always, even now, it's still kind of startling that on a team that has an offense that has the reigning NFL MVP, the reigning best receiver in the game, Aaron Jones is the engine that makes it all go. If he erupts, and he did last night with 4 touchdowns, this offense is at its peak. If he doesn't, the rest of the offense suffers because of it. So getting Aaron Jones on track was everything, and they obviously did, and both as a runner and in the passing game. And they might have stumbled upon, you know, this solution for the blueprint, I'm using air quotes, the blueprint defense that they're going to see week in and week out. The Lions used a lot of two-shell last night, just like the Saints did the previous week. And when you do that, one, got to run the ball. So it was obviously extremely important that Matt LaFleur stayed committed to the run game, even when they fell behind 7-0 before ever getting the ball. He stuck with the run game. But two, if the defense is going to play two deep safeties, that leaves a linebacker underneath to cover your running back. And Aaron Jones against just about any linebacker in the league is a mismatch in coverage. So he was last night, and I think that you're going to see more and more of this until defenses break out of the two-shell look is Aaron Jones as a receiver and what he can do out of the backfield catching the football. So look, the running game sets up everything else for this offense. It did in 2020. It's a big reason Aaron Rodgers was so dangerous on the way to winning his third MVP last year, was because of the running game. It opens things up for Davante Adams, and you saw that again last night.
You're also seeing, I think, the offensive line exceed expectations for being without David Bakhtiari. You know, Rodgers runs into a sack there, but the offensive line, I think, Ryan, it's holding up pretty well.
It really is. You know, Aaron Rodgers said that he stepped into a couple sacks last night. He's been sacked 4 times in 2 games, which is on pace to be quite a bit more. I mean, that's 32 sacks in the season on pace. He had was sacked 21 times last year, so quite a bit more. But he said that it was really on him. He took responsibility for that, and he took responsibility for going 0-for-3 on deep shots to MVS. Those are the two things that he took a lot of responsibility for. He said it killed him that he missed MVS. He was open 3 times. He overshot him 3 times. So MVS, 4 targets, 0 catches last night. Really, Aaron Rodgers said it was more on him than the receiver. But as far as the offensive line goes, the pass protection was frankly pretty good against the Saints. It's one of the few areas on offense that wasn't a major problem against the Saints. It was pretty good last night. The difference last night was in the run game. They got a lot more push up front than they did against New Orleans. And that's obviously going to be important because, again, you've got to be able to run the ball against 2-shell defense.
So we can talk about the offense. And then on the other side of the ball, there's the defense making, at least in the first 5.5 quarters of the season, Jameis Winston and Jared Goff looking really good. I think, yeah, Joe Barry made some adjustments at halftime. The biggest adjustment was it started raining because then Jared Goff couldn't hang on to the football. What did you see with the adjustments with Joe Barry? How much better did that defense play in the second half? Or did the weather have a bigger role to play than I think we're talking about?
The weather, and then also the fact that the Packers got a lead and were able to control that game. You know, the defense can't hurt you if the offense is on the field, right? And that was a big part of the second half. The offense got going. They stayed on the field and kept Joe Barry's defense on the sideline because it has not looked good. The first 4 possessions for the Lions last night, 2 touchdowns and a field goal. And granted, they didn't get anything after halftime. And they finally got a couple turnovers, although without Za'Darius Smith, it's going to be tough sledding from a pass rush standpoint, getting any real pressure or getting home on the quarterback. It just ain't happening with any regularity whatsoever. That's a problem. But look, they've got to get better. And the fact that Matt LaFleur was the one that had to tell Joe Barry either blitz to generate some pressure or play coverage, because this 4-man pressure with man on the backside, you're getting eaten alive. The fact that he had to say that at halftime, not promising. You know, there was no real adjustment until then. So it's got to get better. And I think the big question is this: it's only 2 games. And any other year, 2 games, such a small sample size, there's nothing but patience, especially with a new coordinator hire in 2 games. But this was a top 10 defense last year. Matt LaFleur made the decision to move on to Joe Barry to take the next step, not to regress. And everyone knows the Packers are all in. It's Super Bowl or bust in 2021. There might not be a 2022 contending window for this team. So if there's not a significant improvement and soon, the leash, the patience could get awfully thin with Joe Barry. I think that'd be very fascinating to watch going forward.
How do you play Kevin King and not have him be a negative on the defense? Like, this is like, you got to hide him like you would hide the worst player on your team in left field growing up.
Well, they tried to put him in the slot last night, which is just really bizarre, because usually you get smaller, quicker corners in the slot. Usually your bigger leverage corners are on the outside, where you can use that length against the sideline, and they're usually stuck on the perimeter. And so it was interesting to see him inside. You know, I don't understand why Jaire Alexander's not getting more slot snaps. I mean, all this offseason talk about Joe Barry's defense, the biggest schematic talking point was the star position. And it's named that. The slot corner position is named the star position because the way that that position, Joe Barry's defense, is supposed to be able to impact the game. And I understand the benefit or the appeal to having Jaire Alexander on the outside and just take away half the field. He's that type of corner. He's got that kind of coverage. You can just take away half the field. But he could do so much more as a player. His speed, he's undersized, but he's really tough against the run. His speed as a blitzer, as someone who can be used in that type of role for a defense that frankly needs some creativity when it comes to the pass rush, it's surprising that Jaire Alexander hasn't been the one in the slot more. I wonder if that'll change going forward. But as far as Kevin King goes, they try to put him in the slot. That's a way to get your top three corners. I mean, you want to get your top three corners on the field. It's Jaire Alexander, Kevin King, Eric Stokes, in some order behind Alexander. So they're trying to do that. I've been a staunch defender of Kevin King for years now. Packers fans have always had an issue, and you understand why, with Ted Thompson, the late Ted Thompson, drafting Kevin King over T.J. Watt. That's going to sting more and more as T.J. Watt became a star. But when you look at it, Kevin King's been a pretty good corner. He's really never struggled more in his career than these past two games in the NFC Championship game going last year. This has been about the lowest he's played. You wonder about his confidence, and he's been a good corner in this league. He's got to find a way to return to that.
Yeah, he's got to do it quick because it's been rough for him. Ryan Wood, we will catch up on Thursday, preview this Niners game, which I think a lot of us are dreading, but we will talk then.
Try to find some joy, Bart. Try to find some joy.
I think you've brought me joy.
I've never had anyone ever in my life say that, so hey, this is a big day for me.
Yeah, me too. All right, thanks, Ryan.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. He's on Twitter, BY Ryan Wood, by Ryan Wood on Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.